BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Biden has welcomed a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon to come into effect in the early hours of Wednesday. Lebanese government forces will move into the south of the country, while Israeli soldiers will withdraw during a 60-day truce. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would respond with force if Hezbollah broke the agreement. A report by police in Brazil says the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, actively participated in a coup plot in order to stay in power following his election defeat in 2022. The document also alleges that Mr. Bolsonaro was fully aware of a plan to assassinate his successor, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Mr. Bolsonaro had denied committing any crime. The United Arab Emirates has thanked Turkey for its help in the arrest of three Uzbek nationals wanted for the killing of a Dubai-based rabbi on Sunday. Reports say the men were detained in Istanbul by Turkish police and quickly extradited. Pakistan's government has refused to hold talks with protesters demanding the release of the jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Thousands of his supporters have gathered in the outskirts of Islamabad. Greenland's government has said it will pay compensation to 15 indigenous women who were victims of a forced contraception campaign. They'll receive $42,000 each. Google says it's assisting the authorities in northern India with an investigation into the deaths of three brothers who drove off an incomplete bridge while following a route on its Google Maps app. US lawmakers say five major American airlines made more than $12 billion in the last 6 years by charging customers what they describe as junk fees. A report by a Senate committee says passengers were charged to select seats or carry-on bags, making air travel more expensive. That's the latest. BBC News.